Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Drive is live, and you need to be live out here with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We are at the Buffalo Wild Wings location in Cypress. Come on out and have a good time. I got on some electric shoes today that I just picked up. Clint ain't even seen them. I know he'd have said something.
You like plug them in or what?
Oh, man, they're there.
Oh, are they electric for real?
They're not electric, but they look at them. Oh.
Hey, I mean, they're protective. You can do some duck hunting in them joints.
You, man, they are comfortable as hell, baby.
They light up or something?
No, they don't light up. I had to get them on the screen.
They're waterproof. Let me get that foot up there. They're waterproof, baby.
They're electric and waterproof?
I think electric was just a descriptive term, as in clean and
some good looking kicks.
I don't think they
I've wanted to get batteries in them or anything. Like I know Figgy has them. I've wanted to get like some Kanye's, but I'm just not at a point in my time where I could support Kanye right now. And so I went with the Croc version of it. And these bad boys, they're comfortable right
is
there.
Is it Kanye or is the price tag on those?
No, I would have been willing to do it. It's Kanye. That's where it is. But I'm feeling comfortable. You come on out and feel comfortable. Like we said, man, Derek Stingley Jr. autographed helmet. Also, you got a football signed by Tank Dell, who's been around. I saw photos of him, and it looked like the knee is intact in a much better way than it was the last time we saw him. So that's good news, and you can come out there and have a chance to win that. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you will have a shot to win a couple of prizes. But a good spot out here, good food, good drinks, as always, to come on out. And by the way, them wings, you can double them up. You get 6, you get 12, baby. You get 5, you get 10. So come on out and catch all the specials and deals that they have out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, Clint, I do want to run across a little bit. As soon as we get the full injury report, we will run that past you. But again, no surprise. No Shaq Mason at practice today. It's a grade 2 sprain to the MCL. So no surprise. It looks like he will be out. It will probably be official when the injury report does come out, but that looks like that's coming. But Foley Vatakasi practice, John Mechie practice, Hanson Okuda practice again, and they're all set to go in the game on Saturday. The Foley Vatakasi one, it's much more impactful. You remember, he left that Ravens game, and he might have even played it. But that Ravens game, they just ran it down the Texans' throat, and it was clear he was missed in the middle there. And Clint, I think here, at least early, especially if the game continues to dictate it, I feel like that's what Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are going to want to do, is try to physically run the football down the Texans' throat. And I think if you got Foley, who is clearly their best run stopper, that's big news for them to go along with those linebackers all being healthy.
Well look, I hope it is big news, right? I mean, really, we haven't seen enough Foley Fatakasi throughout the year to really know, to be honest with you. But hopefully Foley Fatakasi coming back and being full go inside ultimately keeps him, Tim Settle, Mario Edwards on the field more than the depth players. Like you look up against certain teams, and the LA Chargers are definitely one of those teams, and you look up and on the first drive you got 93 and 72 in there. No offense, but in the first drive,
that damn sure wasn't a plan, I don't think.
Right. Well, you got those guys in there against Baltimore, you have zero chance, because they absolutely will turn around and hand it to Derrick Henry. But I got to believe that with the mentality of Jim Harbaugh and watching that film, if that is the case, unless you give him a reason to get away from running it downhill between the tackles, unless Foley Fatakasi and Settle and company are able to, and the return, obviously, of Azeez Al-Shaair, if those guys being back are able to send a message to Harbaugh of, like, not today, it ain't happening today, then he's going to continue to do it. And so hopefully Foley Fadakasi being healthy, and hopefully Azeez Al-Shaair being back. I know he was back last week against Tennessee, but I'm talking about games that matter. With him being back, hopefully those two guys can solidify the middle to some degree where you can stop the bleeding at the very least in that downhill run game. Because J.K. Dobbins and company, Gus Edwards, they're damn sure going to gonna make you prove that you can stop it.
Yeah. All right, so that is the injury report. When we get the official one, we will run that past you. All right, Clint, we've talked a lot, and we will throughout today's show and tomorrow's show as we lead to Saturday's game, about the kind of the do's and don'ts, the pros and cons of this game. I just want to lean to you and the audience, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, please jump in as well. If you could pick one thing, the one thing in this game that you think is a big advantage for the Texans, the thing that you feel really good about the Texans' chances to win this game, to be in this game, what's one thing that you would go after to say, I think the Texans can really make some hay here?
Well, I think it's the X factor. I think it's the only way they win the game. I definitely think it's the way that they look like they are better than first round playoff football. And I think it's C.J. Stroud bringing his A game. Mm. I think C.J.'s due. I think if you listen to Bobby Slowick, it seems like they feel pretty good about what they're doing from an identity standpoint and the game plan that they're going to go into this game with. And if that is the case, then I believe that C.J. Stroud, like the ceiling of C.J. Stroud and what we've seen from C.J. Stroud when it is good, is what gives me hope. If I didn't have the high ceiling C.J. Stroud still in my memory, I'd have a real hard time getting to a point where the Texans can win this ball game. But all of my chips are shoved on in the middle of the table on C.J. Stroud, baby. I think that gives you a – if he brings his A game – and I'm not even talking about the A++ where he outplays Baker Mayfield and throws for four or five touchdowns, 400 yards, whatever the hell it was.
We're working with Clint here.
I'm just talking about on the money. I'm talking about efficient. I'm talking about that calculated risk here and there, not every single time.
Do you feel good that he can do that?
No, I don't. No, there's nothing that's happened this year that makes me feel – I wouldn't bet on it. But that's,
oh, no.
It's in there, and if it's ever going to come out, it needs to be this week. It's playoff time. That light bulb, that flip the switch moment needs to happen for the entire offense, and I think that cannot happen without C.J. Stroud bringing I go back to what I said last year, kind of that Brady approach to playing offensive football. It's just it's the only way.
So he's got to be the reason.
I think. Well, yeah. Look, I think when you say that, it's like I think people go, okay, well, he's got to have Pat Mahomes type moments. Yeah. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. I really think it's just be elite from the game managing standpoint. And when the two or three moments come up where you've got a receiver, you know, behind the defense, and it's a fairly easy throw, or what we call an easy throw for a C.J. Stroud, you got to make that throw, those plays. That's it.
And Mahomes' 15 playoff wins, they haven't always been 300-yard games, 350. There are big games where he is 250 and just made, as you said, plays down the stretch and
did
smart things. And clearly you could see, even though it wasn't 300 for three touchdowns, that he was the reason.
We've just got to get – like it's with Mahomes and Burrow and I think those are really the two. I know back in the day it was Aaron Rodgers and Brady. But, you know, we've just got to get back to a point where we just expect C.J. Stroud to just work the ball down the field and get three, if not seven, right? And then when the big moments pop, boom, all of a sudden you're that nail in the coffin. You're sticking that dagger in and twisting that sucker. But we've just gotten away from, or I know I have, of like when they got the ball, like I don't really know what to expect. I'm not real sure what I'm going to see. Instead of that, hey, boom, let's spread the football around the field. Let's get it out. Let's protect our O-line. Let's get three and take a few shots at the end zone. And if it don't happen, let's get that three with Kaimi. That's almost like we've gone back to, well, boy, let's you know, I hope we don't get a sack that causes us to be in first and 15 or third and 20, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we got to get back to that efficient offense role that CJ was doing. That's what gives me hope.
What's the one thing you feel about this game that you think's a big advantage for the Texans in their chances to win this game? Clint said his thought is, hey, CJ's got to play his A game. I see 979 H-Town fan said, we winning this on defense, Hoss. Someone else texting in, defense will win it for us. Coach Ryan has a plan. And I'll be honest, that's kind of where I tend to go, fellas, is it's interesting. We've used this term a ton pre-D'Amico being here in Houston that, hey, teams can just come in and smother the Texans' offense. Teams could just come in and just grab a hold of the Texans' offense and stop them and keep them 10, 15 yards, and they don't make a move, and they're not fearful of down the field. I think the Texans' secondary and their front seven, especially their edge rushers, and combined with, you heard Dino yesterday, if you missed Dino Vasso, the secondary's coach for the Texans, you know he was coming out trying to just, oh, man. You know, hey, Justin Herbert is making good decisions. He can make every throw off any platform. You know, he was trying to be real nice about it. But what he said two times in that interview was he tends to hold the ball longer than normal. And when you combine that with the Texans' pass rush, especially off the edges, and the blitzes that D'Amico can come up with, and then you look at what they can do in the secondary, as long as Stingley and Laster are still there and Bullock back there. We saw the number they did on the Dolphins passing game. I think that the defense has a chance to really smother the Chargers. The Chargers have played well offensively. They scored over 34 points their last three games. But there have been multiple games this year where they have been exactly that, smothered. So I feel really good, and that's where I said Tuesday I guaranteed they would win. That's one of the big reasons why I feel that way, is I feel like this defense, and we've watched the Texans defense do it multiple times. They made Josh Allen look worse. Josh Allen may be a runaway in the MVP race if he didn't go 9-for-30 here in Houston. And we saw what they did to Tua. We saw what they did to Jared Goff. They've done it before. So, to me, if there's one thing that I feel really, really good about, is this defense can smother this offense. They just don't – I mean, McConkey is good. They just don't have anybody that puts fear in it. That puts fear in me. I'm not saying they won't score, but they just don't have anybody that puts fear in me, especially with the personnel that the Texans have.
Yeah, depending on their health, that's for damn sure. I mean, I think you got a couple of guys outside. Quentin Johnston, I think is got some real upside. I don't know that he puts fear in, like you said. I don't know that there's a lot of fear there. I like Josh Palmer. He's got a chance. I really like either of those guys versus the Texans' second and third corners in passing situations. But the game is going to boil down to, especially to your point of smothering the Chargers offense, the game's going to come down to our defensive ends versus their two tackles. I mean, they've got two tackles. I don't think Harbaugh is going to be stubborn, but they've got two tackles that you can put on islands against anybody in the league. Now, we'll see if that holds up against Will Anderson, and we'll see if that holds up against Danielle Hunter. But they've got two great tackles that they have a lot of confidence in. And if those guys can hold up, and I don't mean keep them out of the box score like that, like that level of hold up. I think that's a crazy expectation. But if they can hold up and give Justin Herbert time, then the Texans could have trouble. But if they can get home, and they're getting home at will, and they're having to keep tight ends and running backs in to pass protect, then the Texans are going to have them right where they want him. So I think it starts and stops right there, Ron, with their tackles versus our defensive ends, which is strength on strength. It's going to be a hell of a watch, man.
No, it is. And but I mean, if you look at the numbers, even with that, they do have really good tackles, and they got young tackles that are going to be there for a while with Alt and Slater. Or it's not Slater, is it? What is that cat's name? He went to Northwestern, the left tackle. Jesus, it's not Slater.
Master not Splinter.
It's not Master Splinter either. I don't think so. What is it, Slater? Is it Slater?
Who are you,
I can't remember.
About?
Somebody is it? It is Slater.
Was,
all right, Parker said it's Slater. I thought I was wrong on there. I felt like it was something else. Maybe I've got Swatter in my
have
mind.
Have some confidence in your
maybe
yourself,
it was Splinter.
Bro.
Normally, you're right. It is. It's Slater. Slater, Northwestern. Yeah, but they're good. But if you look at it, they have given, I mean, they've got a 6-sack game in there. They've got multiple 5-sack games in there. And I think a lot of it is he holds the ball because outside of McConkie, they don't get open quickly. It's kind of an issue that the Texans have at times. They don't get open quickly, and he's holding the ball, and he's going to try to make a play. So I think it's there. I think it's there for him. Some people here on the text line, if Mixon gets over 100 yards, the Texans win. The Mixon part of it, the run game part of it, if Joe Mixon at least slows that pass rush down a bit, I can honestly understand and see that as well. So that
Ron, if Joe Mixon is cooking, the Texans can make a run to the damn Super Bowl.
I love Joe Mixon.
If Joe Mixon, I got to see what kind
of cooking we're talking about.
Well, I mean, if he has over 100 yards, if Joe Mixon is running the football and has over 100 yards in a football game, it is going to be hell to beat the Texans. With their defense and C.J. Stroud playing as a counterpunch to Joe Mixon, it is going to be hell to beat the Texans. Now, I don't know anybody in the right mind that would go out there and bet on Joe Mixon going for 100 yards against a solid defense. But if that does happen, and that's the flip that switched, is Joe Mixon rushing the football, and this team runs it well enough for Joe to go over 100 yards, whoo, look out now.
Yes!
I mean, you want to talk about an absolute game changer. Yeah, that'll do it right there.
Yeah, you said, and I said it too, the nobody scares. Nobody really scares you on the Chargers offense. The only one that does is kind of what Dino was talking about, is Justin Herbert. His ability to make a bunch of throws. He's had a weird year, Clint. How would you look at this? Because the turnovers are down. What are you seeing from Justin Herbert? There's been a shift in how he plays, but what are you seeing this year versus the other year?
Look, he's still thrown it 500 times, so it's not like the attempts are down. I think there's a very similar approach. I don't like the thought of like Dino talking about, well, he's holding the ball longer. Well, I mean, that's all, there's context needed there. Like, what are the situations where he's throwing the football? When I watch him, it seems like when he's holding the ball more, he's being asked to get through progressions. He's being asked to read the defense. It's not just, oh, you see one-on-one, chunk it up outside and let's go make plays. It's a less aggressive attack, so he's having to think a little bit more, be a little bit more selective on when and how he's throwing the football. The thing that Justin Herbert has that I just think we can't underestimate here is when he moves, the ability, even when his body is out of whack, his shoulders, he'd be staring at the sideline and somehow has a way to flip his arm and throw the go route down the sideline. That throw he made, I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago, for a touchdown down the sideline when he was sliding to his left, facing the sideline, somehow drops his arm slot and flips that sucker down the sideline for a touchdown on an absolute dime. Like, there just ain't. I mean, you got 2-3 dudes in the league that are making that throw. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. Like, that there's just not many right now that are making that. That ain't a Joe Burrow throw. That ain't a C.J. Stroud throw. That's a loose, freestyle arm. Stafford, Lamar, yeah. Lamar could possibly make it. Stafford, maybe, yeah. But, I mean, there's just, like, the most elite arms in the game are making that throw. And he just has that ability, Ron. No matter what you can pressure him.
That's the
him.
Scary part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, look, with a right-handed quarterback, if you get him facing the sideline to his left, he is at his weakest point. He can't, the field's cut in half. You know, his arm strength and arm talent by in theory is cut in half, and he somehow has the ability to torque his body up, drop his arm slot, and still threaten you down the field 40 yards. Like, that is the difficult part of him, is you can have a great defense, you can pressure him, you can push him in the pocket constantly, you can create that chaos, and he still has the ability to drive the football down the field in a way that just a handful of guys do. So that's the scary thing about him. But if you look at his year this year, we all thought, and I think the year that C.J. Stroud had last year statistically was unbelievable. If you look at Justin Herbert's numbers right now, I mean, it's scary how close the numbers are.
Yeah, 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 3,900 yards, 66% completion. Yeah, he had a different year, but obviously a more effective year with him. All right, we're just getting started right here on a Thirsty Thursday live. Buffalo Wild Wings here in Cypress. Come on out
and have a good time. And you got a chance to win something as well when you get on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Coming up, big game. The first national semifinal game tonight between Penn State and Notre Dame. But even for Texans fans, there's a way you should be taking this game in. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.
Notre Dame, supposed to be a reputable university, right?
It's a Thirsty Thursday playoff edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
See here on the text line, I thought y'all were at B-Dubs in Katy, Ron said Cypress. We're in Katy tomorrow. We are in Katy for Football Friday tomorrow, but right now, and yes, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy tomorrow, but right now we're at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Cypress.
Come on through.
So come on through, man, and if you have not done so, if you're in the building, you might want to sign your name and put it in our raffle box. You'll have a chance to win some prizes there, including a Derek Stingley Jr. autographed helmet, a game size helmet, and an autographed football from Nathaniel Tankdale. So you can have a chance to win their other prizes as well. You can also get you some playoff swag, especially if you're going to the game on Saturday. We got koozies, we got flags, we got towels, rally towels that you can pick up.
Playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jim. You don't even have to sign up to win that stuff. You just get to take that on your way out. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. By the way, speaking of swag, not only do you have to come here to get swag, you can also go to Academy Sports and Outdoor. Gear up for playoff gear there at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our good friends who always help us out. By the way, shout out to them for tomorrow as well, as they will have you help you win some prizes as well tomorrow, Football Friday. But thanks to our good friends at Academy for getting us, and they can get you ready with the new Ready to Roll playoff t-shirts and the division championship hats as well. Get all of your swag, your gear, not only here, but also there locally at any Academy Sports and Outdoors before Saturday gets here. So go ahead and do your thing there. All right, Clint, big game tonight. Penn State continues to do things to try to shut me up, although I'm still not there yet. It was SMU and Boise, so I'm still not there yet. But Penn State and Notre Dame play tonight, and I know for you, Clint, you're looking at this from a Texans point of view.
Through the Texans lens, baby. Good or bad, I can't help it, man.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think a lot of people do. What about this game is making you jump out to look at it that way?
There's one guy. Now, look, I'm not in the trenches now, so anybody – look, I understand there may be a prospect out there that folks like more that's in this game. I know there's a DN for the Penn State Nittany Lions that is arguably the best in the game. I heard somebody the other day talking about he should be number one overall if the two quarterbacks don't turn you on or if you already have a quarterback. So I'm excluding the trenches here. There's one guy that I think the Texans – could use desperately that is an absolute fun watch at Penn State, which is they got some good players, but they ain't always fun to watch. Penn State's about as boring as hell.
Damn, James.
Tyler Warren,
he's cold-blooded,
is the real deal.
I wish he changed his number, but he is cold-blooded.
Well, the 44 is really what kind of, I mean, this is, it's needed for that context is needed for this conversation, because if Bobby Slowick is going to be the guy, now I know a lot of people were like, I lost him right there. I don't know what's going to happen, but if Bobby Slowick is going to be the guy, within this Shanahan system, Bobby Slowick is much more 49er than he is Rams. He's more 49er than he is Green Bay Packer. He's more 49er than he is Cincinnati Bengals. Those are all, it's the same system, but different mindsets, right? He is definitely more two tight end, use your tight ends to get an advantage. And this kid right here, and the fact that he wears 44 is exactly what I'm talking about. This kid will line up in the backfield and carry the football from the damn behind the quarterback. I mean, this kid, and when he catches the football, he is like looking for someone to hit a lot of the times. Now, he also possesses the ability, the stride, the speed to attack defenses vertically. I mean, this kid is just a ball magnet, and he would be an absolute. You look, watch the 49ers, and you look at whether it's George Kittle or it's Juszczyk, one of those two. I think he probably fits kind of in between the two, but he's got the same mentality, the same approach, and he plays the game in a way that I think the Texans need to inject some of this in their veins. I look now, he's 6'6", 260. I mean, this is a guy that's got he's got
physical.
From the measurables and the speed and all that stuff, he's going to be right. But the first line overall right here, check this out. I'm looking at one of the prospect pages. Tyler Warren is a long, athletic tight end who makes plays from multiple alignments and presents a weapon to design creative plays around. That's Juszczyk. That's George Kittle. Like, you can't do any of that with any players that's in a Texans uniform, any tight ends that are in a Texans uniform right now. That's just real talk. It's the way it is. And I don't think Cade Stover's going to be that guy. Could, but I don't think Cade Stover's going to be that guy. I think Cade Stover's a hand in the dirt, bulldog type of player. And then you add a versatile guy like this to the mix. And by the way, I'm reading here, you're looking at, I think, 17 to 20 in the draft. Now, the way I like him, it's probably going to rise with Brock Bowers doing his thing.
What Brock did, yeah.
You could see him go up, and maybe he gets out of reach of the Texans. But if he's in that range and the Texans finish where a lot of people expect them to finish, he could be a dream get for the Titans, and I mean the Texans, and I think this is I think this guy's one to watch. As you watch that game tonight, just watch this kid play and imagine how he would fit into this offense and give Bobby Slowick that tight end option that we've been watching him hope that Dalton Schultz is. Right, they tried to handle, I think, Cade Stover with some kid gloves. Tegan Quatoriano just as limited. We're talking about a whole different animal here. We're talking about a guy that could be plugged in and be a real weapon with Nico Collins and whoever they decide to go with. In terms of their two receiver, while Tank Dell is out. I really like this guy.
Love that. Saw that coming on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're really gonna go up and get a tight end with Dalton Schultz, who they just signed?
I think, again, that's why I specifically said I'm taking the trenches out of the conversation because I can't figure out the Texans. Now, I know the interior D-line could be addressed, and if there's a guy there, I would probably prefer them to take a super dominant interior defensive lineman, young, because you're fixing to have to pay Will. You're already paying 55. I mean, there's Christian Harris ain't too far from a payday. You're fixing to pay a bunch of guys. You need to infuse some rookies in there beyond Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock. So I would probably prefer, and I could see right now where a defensive lineman would make sense over this. But if you get there offensively, I don't think talent is necessarily the problem up front, right? I think there's some coaching issues. I think there's a culture, a personality issue up front. But I think the biggest thing is the tight end position is not the tight end position does not help this offense.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you what, Tyler. Dalton Schultz damn sure ain't stopping me from drafting.
hell
Tyler
no.
Warren. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, I understand what you paid him, but that
old soft ass.
You can get out. I'm not. He's not stopping
he
me.
He said old soft ass.
I'm just saying he's not going to be the reason. Now, if you said yeah, there's a D tackle there, it's not like to me. It's not like oh well, you know, we're not looking tight in because we already got Dalton Schultz and we signed him 12.
Well, no,
that
dogs.
Ain't. That's not stopping me. For damn sure.
You want to get the most out of C.J. Stroud. You want to get the most out of Joe Mixon. You want to get the most out of Nico Collins in the receiver. You better get somebody in the middle that can help you, that doesn't come off the field in run situations.
Yeah, Brock Bowers has screwed it up. This in other years, he might have been like 15 to 20. He may be earlier than that. All right, let's look at the wild card round as, yes, the Texans are involved, and we've talked about that a lot, but there are obviously other games. This is maybe one of the best football weekends of the year when you get all these games started in the playoffs. We'll look at this, especially what team's on upset alert? What team is on upset alert? We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Playoffs.
It's a Thirsty Thursday playoff edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we're live here
on a Thirsty Thursday. Come on out, grab you a drink, put your name in our raffle box for a chance to win, get you some food. Bailey does a great job taking care of you, as she will.
Atta girl, Bailey!
There she is. There
Woo!
She is. She
didn't yeah, see, if Tyler would have said, Robert's doing a great job taking care of us.
Tyler would have. Atta boy, Bob!
If Ron would have said that, Tyler wouldn't have said a word.
No
boy.
Chance in hell.
That's not true. I look out for the bros.
Bailey, Heather, Sarah, Vanessa. See. Oh, you getting a shout out.
Oh, Vanessa, especially.
Clinton already.
That name does it for you, doesn't it, T?
It always has.
You think he would have done it for Hattie? You think he'd have done it for an older name?
Yeah, I think he gave it. Yeah, oh, no question. Edith?
No, I don't think so. I think
Atta girl, Marjorie!
I think Tyler judges his response by the name.
Now he would have said something. He may have not had, like, a super excited, like, perverted tone to his voice.
Hey, thanks, Gladys. All right.
Perverted to a little strong, I'm sorry.
You're the MVP, Gladys.
Nice job, Gladys. Tyler, Clint's ordered something I didn't even know was on the menu. Is that on the menu?
Plate of celery?
It ain't on the menu, man. That's chili right there.
Yeah,
bro.
I was gonna say I ain't never seen chili
on
the menu.
It's the kind of chili they put on nachos and stuff. So it's probably gonna run right through me.
Any beans in it?
I don't know. I ain't got a spoonful yet.
There you go. Have at it. Why not? Hey, before we get to these wild card matchups, I was my wife was listening to the show. Was texting in, and Courtney, as I said, when you come in, you can win all kinds of prizes. You can get a koozie, and you can take, and I said, a rally towel home. And she texts, she said, I mean, can it be a rally towel if it's not baseball?
Brings up a good point.
And I thought, well, I made it one, but then I thought, well, maybe I'll present it to the people. Is that incorrect? Can it not be a rally towel, Ron, since we're talking about football?
Ron can't win for losing, boy. He gets your mall angle.
Accepted.
I think she has a really strong point.
It's a great point. I want to present it to the people. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Like, what are you? Is it only a rally towel? Because lift it up, my man. Shout out to Kansas City in the building. Came and tell me. It says H-Town made playoffs. 2024, shout out to Houston Methodist. It looks like when you go in, you know, if you had the thing, you go and whip that sucker, like my man's doing right there.
There it is.
And you see that generally, you know, in baseball, but.
Or Pittsburgh Steelers, those terrible towels.
Do they call a terrible towel a rally towel in Pittsburgh?
Nah,
I don't know.
I think they just call it a terrible towel.
Correct.
What is it called? Texans towel?
Texans towel.
Just Texans towel. Yeah.
It doesn't hit the same. We got to come up with something. Swarm towel.
It is a Texans swarm towel. That is good. God, I don't know why I was like 8 minutes late on that. I'm reading a swarm towel. Yeah, okay.
What about swarm rag? What about swarm rag?
Swarm towel. Let's do it.
You like towel
rag?
Like,
rag just towel. Rag takes a towel dirty real quick.
Yeah, it makes it dirty.
Well, we are in the dirty.
Or it makes me think of something else. Sorry, ladies.
That's what I thought of. In teenage years.
Never heard of that?
Sorry, ladies.
Never heard of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going towel. So I like it. Swarm towel. So get in here. You got a chance to win a Derek Stingley signed helmet. You got a football signed by Tank Dell, and you can get you a swarm.
Why is that towel hard as a wall or a brick? That's so odd.
Why is that towel standing up on its own self over there?
You can get you a swarm. That rag. Now, that's a rag. You get you a swarm towel, baby.
Oh,
get that swarm towel and bring it in here. Yeah, there you go. Come on out. Swarm towel. Okay. We got it, Court. It's not a rally towel. A swarm towel. Yeah, or my man said a rally rag. So now let's get away
from that. That's got a good ring to it right there.
That makes me feel icky.
Rally rag. Clean one, preferably.
All right, this week.
A rally rag. That could be the follow-up to what y'all are referring to.
Yes, could be. Yeah, could be. Rally
once, once a towel becomes that, the only thing it can become after
few
that
too
is
many
rally.
Rallies.
It's a rally.
Yeah, you got to rally and go for number two.
They rally. Good rally. Rap, boys. No, come on. I usually don't have an issue with it. All right, here we go.
Better man than me.
Anybody on upset alert? Like I think if my prediction goes correct, which it will, I think the Texans will actually be considered an upset as they are three-point underdogs. But realistically, do you see any teams on real upset alert? And like to me, like Washington and Tampa, I don't know about that, but real
the 4-5 matchups are hard. Like yeah. that, I don't know how much of a I don't know how much of an upset those are going to be either way. Really, like I will be upset, but I don't know that it would be considered an upset. But I got two for you, and I think the I think these are real possibilities. And one of them's going to surprise the hell out of you. The Broncos at the Bills. I think if there's an upset this week, I think it's the Broncos beat the Bills. The Broncos are playing really good football right now, man, and it's convincing. It is. They're really good on defense. Bo Nix is playing lights out. They've got weapons across the board. Sean Payton is, I know a lot of folks, you know, weren't very high on him back in the day when we were hiring a coach, but Sean Payton is a real deal. He's a great play caller, great designer. He's got a lot of experience in the playoffs.
He's not coaching that guy.
The weather in Buffalo is not going to bother Denver, so I think they're going to travel well. I'm going to tell you, man. I think the Broncos. If there is an upset, it's the Broncos at the Bills.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love that. I love that thought. In terms of what you're saying, I think it was like 4.5. I believe the last I checked, it may be bigger than that. Tyler, you'll let us know. I love that thought. I hate it as a fan. I'm not gonna lie to you. I want to see Lamar versus Josh Allen. Like I want
fair.
To, I yeah. want I like I want to see
plus 8.5.
Ooh, Lord, that's even more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that matchup. I want to see Lamar and the Ravens get through the Steelers and Josh Allen and the Bills get through the Broncos. So that game, that will be one of the more entertaining games. I know they played earlier this year and Baltimore blew them out, but I want to see that game in the playoffs because that's the story of both those quarterbacks is how they do in the playoffs.
Well, you eliminate Josh Allen from the playoffs, the appeal drops a bit, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to tell you, I am concerned about it because Denver
rolling,
just
man.
What they do compared to what Buffalo does, like I just don't see Buffalo running away from them, right? Like Denver's defense is for real, especially their front seven and that front line. Like you may not know the names, but they got a couple of double digit sack guys, Nick Benito. Boy, there man, was. That was good. I could not get it.
I had that one for you, but I wasn't going to get it.
No, I had it. I just couldn't.
That is the best one ever.
couldn't shake it out.
You got it, though. We got you. He is the real deal.
No, him and Cooper on the other side and Allen, who they move inside and out like a poor man's version, and I'm saying a poor man's, very poor man's version of J.J. Watt, who they can move in and out. That young player, they've got a lot of dudes, and obviously they've got corners. They've got the best in the league. Sorry, Stingley, but Patrick Surtain is the best in the league. Where I just don't think Buffalo's going to run away from them. And what we've seen down the stretch with Buffalo is they gave up 86 points in 2 weeks.
Head down scoring.
With the Rams and the Lions. So and as you said, Peyton in the playoffs with Knicks. I agree with what Peyton said after. They demolished the Chiefs ran out there, and they got in the playoffs. He said, "We're young, and anything can happen with young teams. They don't know what they're doing." And I agree with that. So, I am rooting for the Bills, but I do think just because I want to see that matchup, but I think the Broncos could give them problems, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if that became an issue.
I got you one in the NFC too.
All right.
The Rams at home over the 14-win Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota just had to – they just fell off a cliff with in terms of emotionally and just being spent with that Detroit game. And instead of getting a home, you know, a bye and home field playoff run, they're going to the Rams. Now, assuming that this thing happens with the fires that are going on out on the West Coast – but the Rams at home over a damn 14-win team, I think the Rams got a real chance to.
See, I like the Vikings.
You like the Vikings?
Yeah, I like the Vikings. I just like what you said is a 14-win team, and all they have heard is how bad Sam Darnold is.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, I literally heard someone say Sam Darnold's had 13 games this year where he has played really well, but it's those other games where you get Sam Darnold. Hold on, he played 13 of them. like, he played 13 of the the 17th.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really good. And, like, I don't think – like, I think they had a bad week. And the Rams' defense can be had. We watched it. We saw Josh Allen put 40-plus on them even in a game that they won. And I think Flores has something for them.
Yeah.
Right? Sean McVay is really good, but I think Flores has something for them as well. So I like Minnesota, but Denver is one. They could. I would not be surprised at all if they walked out of that thing with some struggles. All right, coming up, I got to give you something that this is probably the biggest thing that concerns me the most. The most coming out of or coming into the game for the Texans against the Chargers. I told you I guaranteed that they will win, but this is the thing that's keeping me up. Nick Caserio said something about it as well, and I'm wondering if the Texans are going to shift things. If not, that's my biggest concern. We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.